We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler, and this is the Bart Winkler Show, Monday, April 24th. There's a couple things I want to get into, and then the bulk of the show will be our postgame show that we had on Saturday night after the Bucks lost to the Heat. I thought it was a good show. I had a lot of fun, a lot of good interaction. Some new people dropped by. We talked a solid Bucks for 30, 45 minutes, and then we kind of, you know, it's a Saturday night, and we're all getting loopy. And then someone started commenting that for a guy that yells at everyone for not sticking to sports, he's not sticking to sports. And he may have been right about that in the moment, but I got offensive. And then I ranked like Marvel Phase 4 with the guys from Thurston 10. So as always, I'm going to put out the product. You can enjoy every minute of it, or you can bail when you'd like. But I do think that we're going to give you at least 45 minutes of good Bucks reaction. And in a city where sports is secondary to talk about tits and boners, I think that's pretty good as we emanate out of Milwaukee and try to give you the best each and every day. So the Bucks thing, let me talk about that first. The comments, mainly what was happening on Saturday night after they lost, was I just did not like to see the reaction and the eulogies already. A lot of people saying, you know, all the things that need to happen, acting as if this series is going to end in five now via the Heat, and just reacting in a way to one loss in what I've been preaching for a while, seven-game series, you have to ride the ebb and flow. And it is hard to be in this position. I understand that it's hard. And I don't know that I feel the same way about the Bucks as I did a couple of years ago when I thought in my bones they would win the finals. There's a scenario where they don't get out of this round, which is ridiculous to think after a couple of weeks ago. And I understand why there is some strife and people griping about it, because, well, first of all, I don't think any of these conversations should happen until after Monday night's game. Giannis officially questionable again. I don't think that we need to go there until Monday's game happens. Because down 2-1, you win game four, Giannis or no Giannis, you go back to Milwaukee, win game five, suddenly you're up 3-2. Now, will the series go longer than you would have anticipated if the Bucks are going to win the series? Yes, that's a given at this point. Absolutely. But right now, it's about surviving and advancing. Teams have had tough first rounds and gone on to win a championship. That's not the part I'm worried about. I'm not worried about, oh, what are the Bucks, you know, if they don't win this series, what's it going to tell me about the rest of the series? I'm not worried about that. Every series is its own thing. I'm not worried about that. What I am worried about is if they do lose this series, is that the kind of offseason questions that come with it and the conversations. And that's what I don't want to have. We thought the Heat were dead, right? We thought we vanquished this team after they beat us in the bubble and we beat them on the route to the title in 2021. And now it's a bunch of old guys like having one last hurrah. And if they can band together and beat this Bucks team, which we thought was as deep as ever, that's going to be a problem. I still think the Bucks are going to win this series. And if you don't, that's fine. But if you're acting as if the series is over before game four's even tipped, that I just think is a waste of everyone's time. So that's basically what I'm rallying against. I understand you're going to go into these anxious moments. we're not going to be as comfortable watching game four as we would have been thinking that tonight would have been the sweep. We're going to go in and watch game four. And, you know, I watched some of these playoff games. I was watching Hawks Celtics because I wanted the Hawks to win. If the Bucks get bounced by the Heat, it will suck. But if the Celtics also got bounced by the Hawks, then it'd be funny. It would, like, totally ease the pain. Not totally, but very close to totally. But the Hawks won. And what happened with the Celtics is they go up, like, 10, 15 points, and the Hawks would come back within four, within six, within eight. They could just never get over the hump. It does seem like in some of these games, how I stress about a seven-game series, sometimes it does seem like in playoff games, if you have a first quarter where you're up 10, 15 points, it's, like, harder to come back in the playoffs from those deficits than in the regular season. So it'll be an anxious times in the first quarter for sure. Again, as of this, I don't know when you're listening to it, but as of me talking the words, Giannis is questionable. I think we all think he's going to play. If he doesn't, these other guys need to step up. They need to play some defense. Brooke Lopez cannot vanish. The difference between him in game two and game three was unbelievable. Chris Middleton, I thought, had a good game. Drew Holiday could play better, but then you're going to need other guys to step up. Portis has to stay out of foul trouble, and that's a big thing too. The Bucks are giving all these guys fouls because they're not going to the line. I think at one point in the third quarter, they were at the line for the fourth time of the game because Giannis isn't there to take the contact to get you guys into the bonus. So I get it. We'll see. Tonight's going to be a lot more tense than it should have been, tonight being Monday the 24th, game four, and we'll see how it plays out. Got a Carl's Place voicemail from Spark Guy, 402-915-BART, 402-915-BART. I believe this voicemail is coming after our postgame show. Again, that's been on YouTube throughout the weekend. The bulk of that going to be, that was the intention for the show. Live shows a bunch this week. Monday night, Wednesday night, Thursday during the draft, we'll be live in some capacity. I think the plan is if the Packers draft around 8:30, I'm hoping to jump on maybe around 8, just as long as the kid's down, everything, you know, good there. Friday, the Bucks are going to be playing, unless they're not, I guess. I'm assuming they are. So there'll just be a bunch of lives coming up this week. All right, here's Spark Guy. Carl's Place, by the way, Carl of et.com/Bart for all your golf simulators. You can check out the wonderful video with me and Toby on my Twitter.
Bart, Spark Guy here. It's about 1 a.m. on Sunday. Finally got to the end of the Bucks game. I was in a high school auditorium watching dance all day. So I watched that delay. I'd imagine your post game was people being quite discontent with the Bucks performance tonight. I can't say I'm happy either. But I think everybody needs to hear it again, as you've been telling everybody from the beginning, and I would wholeheartedly agree. The playoff run is exhausting. It's a marathon. People need to go back and look at, which I'm doing right now, game seven against the Nets in 2021. The first thing I turned on after that horrible Bucks performance, there's going to be a lot of low moments in an awesome championship run. And you seem to forget, or people seem to forget, not you, you're the one sane one, but people forget how many times they were up against the wall, and all the championship runs have that. You can look at any of them. The Bulls ones, the Lakers ones, the Warriors ones. Warriors were down 3-1 against the Thunder. Being down 2-1 against the Heat without Giannis means nothing. They're coming back on Monday. Get a pep talk going.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think a lot of the conversations that you'll hear or have had, I don't think they should be had until after Monday night. And even then, like, let's say Giannis does not play Monday night and the Bucks do somehow go down 3-1. I'm still going to preach that the series isn't over until it's over. Because it's not. And you'll have two of the next three at home. I'm still having a hard time seeing the Heat win this series. And I could look back at this moment and say, well, I should have known. But in this moment, I just think it's far more likely that the Bucks win. It doesn't seem like that now being down 2-1, but this is how the playoffs go. This is how the playoffs go. Some other series, the Warriors have tied things up. They're going to win that series. I don't care what you think. The Knicks and Cavs fighting for the right to take on the Heat or the Bucks. We'll see. Knicks go up 3-1. Talked about that Boston game. The Lakers game was interesting. Dylan Brooks sucks. And not just because he's saying the media is trying to make him the villain, but every time I play him in fantasy, he has like 10 fantasy points, and it's really pissing me off. I don't know why I keep playing him. The Suns look very good. They're still my pick out of the West. Sixers swept the Nets before the Bucks played game 3. And then, of course, our beloved Bucks, who play Monday night. Monday night, 6:30 TNT. Wednesday night is the late one, 8:30 on NBA TV. Friday, if the series is still going, time to be determined. A couple other news and notes I wanted to throw at you here before we get to the post-game broadcast. And again, all of our streaming, all of our YouTube streaming is thanks to Dan Shaney. DanShaney.com, S-C-H-A-N-I. DanShaney.com, he's an insurance guy that is kind of his own man. And that is a big benefit to people looking for new insurance when it comes to home or business or auto or whatever it may be when you're looking for insurance, because Dan's going to work with a bunch of different companies to just find one end goal, and that's to find you the best rate, to cover you how you need to be covered, and to find you the best rate. Dan's been listening to the show for a while. We will hear from Dan a little bit this week, I think in a later episode this week. I talked to him last week, just kind of got to know him a little more, and so you guys could get to know him a little bit more, so I will bring you that. It's less of a 10-minute advertisement as it is, hey, get to know this guy who also listens to the show. And then he plugs his business. So that's coming up later this week. Dan's a nice guy. I'm happy to have met him. I am recording, and Matt in the Falls is calling for a wild update. Let me see if I can talk to him live. Matt, are you there right now?
I'm on the way home,
yes. Yeah, I'm recording now, and instead of you leaving a voicemail, you're a wild correspondent. You went to the game. How was it?
Well, we lost, but game was awesome. Game was a lot of fun. Well, it was a lot of fun if you can stomach what just happened. But we tried. We tried really hard. Didn't really play effectively on the power play at all. We were not really clearing it on their power play. We were having a lot of trouble staying away from the boards. We just couldn't get the puck into the middle of the ice to create plays. Although we had a lot of shots, we had a lot of chances. Jake Ottinger was incredible in the net for Dallas. And, you know, Gustafson had a save percentage in the mid-80s for us, and that's not going to do it. You need a save percentage in the 90s if you're going to win in the playoffs.
So you, I want to clear everything up. You drove, you're a big Wild fan. You drove to see the Wild play by yourself. And then.
Correct. I drove from Menominee Falls to St. Paul. Took in about 2.5 hours of pregame festivities by myself. And then enjoyed the game.
And now you're going home right now?
And now I am on I-94 headed east.
Why didn't you like stay in a hotel?
That would cost me like $150, and I'm cheap because I'm a dad.
You're driving 12 hours today? That's a 12-hour round trip day.
More like 10. I move. I'll be going like 87 the whole way.
See, I usually top out around 81.
No, I risk it all.
Wow.
Risk it all for the time.
Wow.
But anyways, yeah, game was amazing. First time at XL Energy Center. They did a good job with the arena. You walk in there and you know you're at a hockey game in Minnesota. There's no question about it. It's not like the Bradley Center where like you could be at a prison, you could be walking into your death sentence, or you could be at a basketball game. it's a great arena. Food choices were pathetic. It was like all concessions. There was no we have a Chick-fil-A and stuff. There was nothing even close to that, but I did have some chicken fingers.
Well, and it was a Sunday, so no Chick-fil-A anyway.
Right. So I didn't really have an argument going for me. But yeah, I sat pretty close to the ice. You know, I didn't want to drive all this way and, you know, sit up in the second deck or something. So I got, had great seats. It was awesome. Got really, really into the game. And, you know, it's just, it's great having that angle instead of being up high where the TV cameras are. And, you know, sometimes you can barely see the puck. And, you know, down there, it's just like you're in the game. It's an awesome experience. Highly recommend an NHL game for anyone. I highly recommend grabbing onto a team. It's a great, great game once you learn it and get into it. And, you know, it's just something else. It's another sport you can watch at this time of year when there's no football. So why not, you know? And that's just not, that's not to you. That's to everyone in general, because I know how you feel.
Matt in the Falls, our Wild correspondent. Thanks for your hard work and your coverage.
Yep, we're going back to Dallas for game five. I am not personally, but I feel good. Feel good, and you have a good show.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Yep, adios.
Matt in the Falls calling the voicemail line as I'm recording, and so that worked out perfectly for everyone, unless you despise hockey. But that was a great breakdown of the arena. And a nice couple of jabs at the Bradley Center. Pour one out, prayers up. Brewers lost 2-3 from the Red Sox. Brewers are 15-7. They're playing well. And to be honest with you, my Brewer coverage has been lacking. I have been wrapped up in the NBA. I have clearly made the Bucks a priority. And also, after that first homestand, the Arizona series was late. The San Diego series was late. Seattle was late. Boston on Friday night. Friday night, I went to the Estabrook Beer Garden and then came home and like fell asleep at 8 o'clock. Saturday, I was, well, calling a soccer game and then the Bucks. And then today, Sunday, I was just watching NBA. That's what I was doing. So the Brewers lose. The guy everyone's mad at right now after a 12-5 loss. Not mad with Brett Anderson. Brett Anderson with a couple of home runs today on Sunday. But Matt Bush. Matt Bush has now surrendered 10 home runs in his last 25 1/3 innings with the Brewers dating to last season. This according to Adam McKelvey. He's charged with 4 earned runs on Sunday on a walk and 3 hits, including a pair of homers. Counsel afterwards asked about Bush. Matt's going to have to get outs for us for sure. We're going to have an 8-man bullpen. That's what we're going to count on. He got huge outs in the Seattle series for us. Had a bad day today. Taking one down and turn it around. So Matt Bush, it sounds like, will still be a Brewer, despite everyone thinking it was the finale of Matt Bush. Not to be confused with Dave Bush, who is a pitching coach for the Brewers, for the Red Sox, rather. I got confused just now. Also, I was listening to Bob Uecker. Got confused about that again. And then, lastly, let's talk Aaron Rodgers. You know, one caller brought him up when I was doing CBS, and I got like 20 different calls on Aaron Rodgers. And so, of course, I talked about it. It's like, that's like batting practice for me. To go on national radio and then to be able to just recite all my same Rodgers takes to a new audience, shit, there's nothing easier than that. Rappaport, Ian Rappaport, after a dormant couple of weeks, the Jets and Packers recently re-engaged on a trade. Talks surrounding Aaron Rodgers, sources say a deal is not imminent, but the two sides are at least talking with hopes a deal can finally be done this week. And where we broke in live and, you know, live coverage when Rodgers said, I intend to play for the Jets. If Rodgers gets traded for the Jets, I'll jump on to, you know, live something. But at this point, Rodgers getting traded to the Jets is about as much as like Packers re-signed Chandon Sullivan. Like, it's a press release I see maybe the next day. I mean, this is going to happen at some point. The big question is compensation. And then again, if it happens before the draft, well, what did the Packers get and how does it affect their drafting? So there's definitely juicy details that still need to be talked about that haven't been talked about, but most of that onion has been peeled. Also, I want to talk briefly about my guys at Happy Place Hemp. Listen to this offer they have. Your guys, the offer for everybody still stands. 25% off every order at happyplacehemp.com. Get your gummies, get your CBD, creams and oils and tinctures, whatever you need. Take a gummy, fall asleep. Take a gummy, feel real good. Chuck Freeman tweeted today at the Brewer game, "Great Milwaukee day to be indoors watching Brewers baseball. Talk to you later tonight on Locked On Brewers." Our guy Badger Bloody Reviews said, "Chuck, stop playing games and go on Bart's podcast. You're all he talks about when he's not chewing out soft-ass Bucks fans or plugging weed gummies. At Bart Winkler Show, at Winks Thinks, at Happy Place Hemp." To which the official Happy Place Hemp Twitter account replied, "We will donate a year's supply of gummies to Chuck Freeman if he goes on the Bart Winkler Show." Happy Place Hemp is willing to give Freems a year's supply of gummies. And Chuck has not responded to this tweet. Even if Freems doesn't want to use the gummies himself, the giveaways that he could do with said gummies, it's a no-brainer. A free year supply? If Chuck turns this down, you know, I think of Chuck as a, I think he's got street smarts. And I know he, to turn down, that is an offer. A significant offer. If Chuck's going to turn down a year worth of gummies, my God. You know, maybe we're doing it wrong. Maybe we need to just give him like a $9 bar tab at Raisin Dots. Guy's weird. Or if we could just like find a way to turn back time where it was perpetually 1986 and he could be running around as a 22-year-old playing softball on the hot Milwaukee summers. That's the main incentive. Free gummies for any of us. I mean, shit. I'll go shit on my neighbor's porch for that, but Freems, what a deal. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off. When we come back, we'll have the Bucks postgame show. Got a lot of people on it, all your favorites. First time, long time, Josiah jumps on the stream. Also, we got to hear from the guys from Thurston 10, a podcast I've been on a few times, and a lot of great comments throughout as well. So that's coming up. This is the Bart Winkler Show, the streaming portion brought to you by Dan Shaney Insurance. Straight ahead.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So here's what happened with the Milwaukee Bucks in game number 3. They did not have Giannis. They maybe thought they didn't have to play with Giannis. They maybe thought they could get away without Giannis. And so he didn't play. And he didn't play, and you go home, and you go home to Miami for the Heat. And what happens in these situations is – you know, they get riled up. They get pretty pumped up. And I think where the Heat are looking at this is we took one game from them in Milwaukee. We had to battle our way to be here. We have guys that maybe were better off 3-4 years ago, and Kevin Love, and you know, Victor Oladipo, who got hurt, and you know, even Jimmy Butler, you know, sometimes he turns on the playoffs, yeah, but you know, Kyle Lowry. But maybe they had to say, we can get one more run. We can get one more run out of us guys. And if we beat the Bucks, at some point it will fall apart for them. They will not, if the Heat beat the Bucks, they will not win the NBA Finals. They'll probably pitter out in the next round or after that. But right now, they've got themselves believing that they can beat Milwaukee. And that is fine as long as Milwaukee doesn't start believing that the Heat can beat Milwaukee. Then that's when we're going to have a problem. Now, my overall thought as I'm furiously racing home in my car with the game in my dash, watching the video, I could listen to the radio, but I need to see it. So I'm watching the game in my dash. Then, like, I mean, I should be dead. I should not have driven like this way. Because then I'm on Twitter, like, tweeting everybody. Because you guys are all doing the same shit that you always do. If you are watching this series and are thinking, the Bucks are down 2-1 to a team they should not be down 2-1 again, you know, I'm a little concerned that this is going to be pretty embarrassing and they might lose this series. Sure. If you're watching this thing and saying, oh man, the Bucks, man, even if they get past this series, there's enough flaws and things that have been exploited in them that this might be like, they might not go to the finals. Okay. If you're watching game three and you're thinking, holy fuck, we're terrible. Fire Bud. We suck. Giannis is never coming back. This is awful. What is happening? Deepest team my ass. John Horst sucks. That's a you problem. And you're not going to find the answers to your salvation here. I don't have that for you. My good old buddy, Hot Take Jake, has been dying for this team to be bad so that he can make his fart in the wind comparison. Tweeting it tonight. Ron Wolf, fart in the wind, fart in the wind. You can say that, Jake, once the series is over. Beautiful background coming at you with the Omaha Steaks.
I got the popcorn out. I've got a feeling it's going to be a good one.
Wearing all Brewers stuff tonight.
Yeah, I mean, turning up the heat.
Yeah.
So, in the words of a great man, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't even want to do the whole, like, back and forth about fans do this, and I think you should fan this way. I don't even, you know, I think everybody, I did that all night on Twitter, driving, bobbing and weaving. I was going to tweet, like, oh, shit, I got stuck in Brewers traffic the night after, like, everybody got mad at me because I said no one was at the game.
Well, I'm a little concerned. Like, the watching the game on the dash, I've done that. You can't be tweeting while you're driving, though, Bart. Come on, man. Be better than that. Like, it ain't, you know, sports discourse ain't worth dying over. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yes, I do feel you. How did my daddy die again, Mom? Well, it was the most fucked up thing, son. He was doing a PA gig in Madison for soccer, which
and
only
then the Heat rolled the Bucks by, you know, 30 points. And
then as he was driving home to get into the basement to do his podcast on a Saturday night. Why? Wait, I thought you said Dad was in radio. Why didn't he wait until the radio show? Oh, that station went under and they fired everybody. So as he's racing to come home on a Saturday night, he also couldn't wait to do the podcast and had to yell at everybody on Twitter. Well, was he yelling at, like, his friends? Or, I mean, some of the people were his friends, but ultimately he was arguing with one guy whose icon is a pumpkin who won't stop bitching about why the Bucks don't have PJ Tucker 2 years later. Oh, okay. And you and my dad's dead because of that? Yes, son, your dad's fucking dead.
I mean, I can think of worse ways to go now that I think about it. At least you died on your sword. You know what I mean?
Here he is, Kevin, talking about PJ Tucker. Can we admit they never replaced Tucker like they should have? That they don't have a guy, whether this, that was 15 fucking chapters ago.
On that topic, I think we can all agree that Crowder has not really lived up to the hype yet, has he?
No, it's the Bucks' tradition of bringing in a guy at the trade deadline who stinks once they get here. Now, Ingles has been good, but that was a preseason acquisition. Crowder is going the Mirotić role. Paul Gasol famously played under 35 minutes with the Bucks one season.
That's right. And they, do you remember who they cut to keep Paul Gasol?
Yeah, that would be Christian Wood.
Christian Wood. Yeah. Good trivia there. I have a friend that lives out in Arizona and he's kind of like a tertiary Suns fan. And he's like, trust me, you guys don't want Crowder. Like he's done. I was like,
And Matt in the Falls were saying that. And all you guys said, no.
I was firmly on the do not trade Grayson train there, but Grayson's my guy, so that's a given. But I don't know, man. It would be hard for me to say
Marvin Williams. Oh my god,
he was okay. At least he showed a little bit of something.
Hot take, Jake's here. I'm gonna keep you here for a sec. Josiah, you want to get in and talk? Give me a thumbs up. Okay, Josiah's here.
Bring him in.
What's up, dude? Josiah to the show.
Long time listener, first time caller. Try not to be a stranger.
Feels like the first time.
Very first time.
I'm with you, Bart. People are overreacting. I mean, people forget that, you know, if your take is that without Giannis we're in trouble, maybe. But Giannis locked up Jimmy a couple of years ago. And, I mean, it's – I think he'll be back for game four, and it's an overreaction to this point.
So we can talk. That was not water. That was stronger than I thought. Oh, sorry, Jake. Gin.
Gin?
And tonic.
Bro, I got the sugar-free ginger ale. That's where it's at.
All right, so we're down 2-1 to the Heat. Let's say for the sake, and when this gets published Monday morning, it'll be published on YouTube all weekend, but let's say for the sake, Josiah, Giannis doesn't come back. How do we feel about game four, game five?
A little bit nervous. I mean, this shooting variance is incredible. I mean, you can't have Duncan Robinson making everything he throws up. I mean, but if the Heat come back down to earth, we still should be okay, but it could go seven, certainly.
What I don't like about, you know, in game one, when we got to the point where it was, they shot, 65%? And we all started to say, well, that won't happen again. That won't happen again. What did they shoot tonight? I don't have the box score up with me. But it kind of happened again, right? They had a great shooting night from three, and that's what got them their separation.
It always happens.
That feels to me like the Celtics series from last year. Oh, Al Horford's not going to keep playing
it's
like this.
It's a Budenholzer team. This always happens.
Right. And then, you know, they don't defend the three ever. So, ultimately, I think they're going to win game four regardless, is my prediction. If they lose game four, then, you know, still, it's not over yet. But then you can all fire off all your Dame Lillard tweets and all that stuff if they lose game four. If they – what I think was they'll tie, they'll come back to Milwaukee, win. I still think they're going to win it in six. I'm sorry. I'm sorry they're the better team. I'm sorry. Well, and I know people are, you know, tweeting me, you said this, you said this, you said this. Hey, I mean, do you ever see Nostradamus' predictions?
Well, here's my issue.
He was like, nation dependent on intelligence – will buckle to the calendar. People are like, holy fuck, he predicted Y2K.
My issue is let's say they do win, and there's a decent chance they could still win this. They could fire off three wins in a row. I would be totally lying to you, and I think a lot of Bucks fans, even the most optimistic ones, would say that their confidence in a title run hasn't taken a big hit in the last week or so. As we've all discussed, Miami is an 8 seed. They're a hobbled 8 seed. They're a terrible offensive team, and they've lit our asses up. I don't know. I'm trying to stay optimistic, Bart. I know that you're like the gatekeeper for optimism for this team, and I appreciate
it. I don't
that.
Even want to be that. I was that in 2021 because I knew they were going to win the finals. I fucking knew it in my bones. I don't know it in my bones this year. I think the Celtics,
that's not what you said before.
No, I don't think I ever committed to them winning the finals. I may have predicted it. I may have said it. But I'll tell you right now, I don't feel it the same way that I felt it then.
Do you feel different now about this team than you did a week ago?
No. No.
Okay. I mean, I'll take you as an honest response. I don't think there's a lot of people that share that same feeling.
We also had Giannis a week ago. I mean, what are your thoughts on Middleton's play so far?
Middleton is Middleton. He's going to have games where he looks great offensively, where he's able to get his shot off. He's going to have games where his handle is so sloppy and his passing is horrendous. Defensively, he hasn't been a good defender in a few years. It is what it is. I think it's going to be a really, really interesting offseason with both him and Brook as free agents.
Well, and that'll be the conversation to have in the offseason. Like, my guy Trey Crosby was tweeting, like, if they lose this series, one of these core got to go, and we got to do something different. And we'll have that conversation. But somebody else tweeted me, there could be 96 minutes of basketball left. Well, there could also be 960. You know, that's six games. I'm like saying I don't want to do it. I'm going to keep doing it, but I would caution everybody because a lot of shit that you're tweeting out there is going to look so stupid.
Well, that's the thing too. You got to remember, I think it's easier to be negative because if we're wrong, well, fuck it. We won, you know, they did well anyways, but like, you know,
but why? It's not that it's just easier to be negative. It's like people want to be negative. People aren't excited that they're mad. They sat down. The series is harder than we thought it would be for a multitude of reasons. And so instead of dealing with that fact and grappling with it, we're going to total extremes, just trying to be like getting out in front. We're so insecure around here. We try to get out in front of our feelings. Because we don't want to feel miserable when it happens. We don't want to feel miserable when it happens. So we're going to try and feel as miserable as we can before it happens, even if it won't happen. Worrying is the dumbest thing you can do. Because most of the time, the thing you worry about never happens. And you wasted all that time being mad about nothing.
That was like a really good George Costanza. Like I could see George Costanza giving that whole monologue there. That was good.
I like Josiah's presence here. I just like that you're here. You're like,
yeah, Josiah. How'd you find out about the show? You just been like,
he said first time, fan? Long time.
Awesome.
First time, long time. Yeah. RIP 1250. But I mean, look, the Heat are a bottom third offensive team. This isn't going to continue. We'll get Giannis back. It'll be fine.
Any other points you want to make? I'm going to bring in my guy Q.
Oh, can I say add a Q?
I mean, I'll keep just signing the stream if you want. I don't care. Q's here. Hot Take Jake's here. Yeah, you guys are all repping Milwaukee. Well, I got my hat on.
Somebody wanted to say hi to me?
Jake.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Jake.
What's up, man?
I thought you were vegan. What's with this steak background?
You thought I was what?
Vegan.
I'm just trying to help out the show anyway.
You're vegan?
I'm not a vegan, no. I don't know where that rumor started.
Yeah, no.
I was just starting it.
You kind of look like a vegan, to be honest with you. Like, what's that? If you had a beanie on right now, I would guess you were vegan.
I always thought you were vegan. You're so health conscious.
No. If anyone, so, and this is on video, the ranking, the power rankings of vegan would be
you, Bart.
You are totally one.
Me?
Oh, yeah. You're one. You're,
you look like based you're a baby on right now.
On appearance, Q is way most likely to be vegan.
I thought you cured your gout with veganism.
No. Q, you know what I did last night? I went to have a burrito for lunch today. I didn't have any. I had four when I came home from Estabrook Garden last night. Don't remember eating them.
What? Burrito?
Four burritos?
Like,
I guess so. Little like 150 calorie burritos. Brian, so Jake's the least likely to be vegan. You're by far the most likely. And then it's like between me and Josiah.
I think that might be the best compliment I've ever had, is that I look the most vegan. Thank you, Bart.
No. It's not a compliment. You're like, you'd be like, you look like the person that would go into someone's house and see their like vegetables or fruit and be like, and you'd tell your wife like, this person shops at a Target, not a Fresh Time only or a Whole Foods like we do.
So did the Flamingos win?
They did. They played. It was a friendly. They played the Badgers. Soccer team. Yeah, college.
So, like, who plays on the Flamingos? Is it college kids or are they like?
It's a lot of guys that are like 2-3 years out of college. By the way, there should not be collegiate soccer. Those kids should play on clubs. There maybe not even should be high school soccer if we really want to do soccer right in this country. That's for another day that will never come because no one cares. But
soccer has clubs. That's cute.
But they scored a goal in the 90th minute. It was very thrilling.
That is thrilling.
Yeah.
All right. Should we switch back to the Bucks?
Yeah. So you're a little. I mean, it's not. I just, like, from a basketball standpoint, I'm very upset about the Bucks loss tonight because I think they played like dog shit. They, it's not, to me, it's not about them missing threes I'm just trying to check the Brewers score. They won. It's not about them, like, getting outshot from three. I'm watching this game in my car. And these turnovers, these shitty passes, Pat Connaughton not boxing out. Who was that? Caleb Martin that threw it down? Was that him? I mean, it's just, geez, it's these shitty, like, it's not.
They're throwing football passes. This has nothing to do
with being a one seed. This has nothing to do with having the best record in the league. This has nothing to do without Giannis. It just looked like a bunch of guys that were shit. And they're not shit. That's what, like, everyone, if you watch the game tonight and you freak the fuck out, you're freaking the fuck out because you're watching a bunch of guys that suck at basketball. But they don't. They just beat this team. Like, we were just, like, saying Bucks in five the other night how badly they put a beat down on them. And then tonight, it's like everyone just took the night off.
That's the curse of Budenholzer.
I got to get this out of the way. Fuck! All right, I got that out of the way. That was a frustrating game, but I think we're going to win in five or six.
Well, that'd be really interesting if they win in five.
It'd be amazing if they won in five.
I think they're going to win in six or seven, my bad.
If they win in five, conspiracy is in.
Yeah. But I'm just
pissed because now game –
Five
will be during the draft, or no, game six.
Yeah,
will be Friday night.
The whole thing is really frustrating, and like I think the most disappointing thing is that Chris and Drew combined for 10 turnovers, and like maybe we can accept that from Chris because he's Chris, and I've been making excuses for him all season, but. Five turnovers from Drew Holiday, and most of them were like giveaways in the paint. Like, I don't know. I guess it's another fluke game, but what's most frustrating is like once we get Giannis back, we could just rally off three wins right in a row and it wouldn't be surprising. So
Lopez looked like Robin tonight too.
But like
He didn't play towards the end, did he?
Brooke did.
The Lakers are up 35-9.
Yeah, I saw that.
I cannot wait to go into Pato and cash that $10 ticket for $175 when they get out of the West.
I think that we can't complain too much about Brooke because he is an old man. And I think that he has really relied on and depended on Giannis's presence to help him the entire season. But it's frustrating. Like that's the only thing you can say about this game is it was frustrating. This team has been frustrating this off season so far, but now it just feels like we got to buckle down, survive the heat, and hopefully the next round will be easier.
Another thing to say. Another point that I want to get out is that if you're looking at this series and saying like the way they're like, if you're watching them play against the Heat, and a lot of Giannis has played for 11 minutes in this series, first of all. But if you're looking at this and saying like, oh, if they're going to play like this way against the Heat, I'm worried how they're going to play against the Celtics. I think that's fair. I think if you say, well, a team that struggles against the Heat can't win all these series are different. They're all their own beasts. Who's echoing? Every game is different. Everything's different. The Heat have an upper edge. Yeah, I know. 73% of the time, the motherfuckers win. Okay, but this is a 1-8. The Bucks are the one for a reason. The Heat are playing on fumes. If we lose, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to try to figure out. I just don't understand how people that lived through 2021 can watch tonight and speak with such a finality about what this series is. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, if you're worried that they're not as good as you thought and you're thinking of a long finals run and now we're having more problems against the Heat, like, these are all natural human feelings. But to jump right to this, like, this goes back to what I said, that I think we don't know what the playoffs are if it's not in the NFL. We don't know how to deal with series. Jake?
I have a point on that, though, because it's easy to say, like, hey, they won the title in 2021. Like, remember that? I think if people are, like, trending towards the negative or speaking with finality, I think the Bucks in the Giannis era have given us a lot more of those negative thoughts and the way that their seasons end and just the heartbreak. There's way more of that to draw off of than the one titles run, the one magical run that they have. So yes, the title run was brilliant and amazing, but if you're a long standing Bucks fan, there's a lot more to draw off of, like, okay, I've seen this before.
Jake, I'm going to bid adieu to you. Love you, bud.
To all my fans, I love you so much. And Giannis should be paid triple what he's making. Love you guys.
Yeah, he wrapped up MVP tonight.
I feel like it. I don't think Jake gives enough credit to the Bucks winning the championship. It's not that easy. It's really.
I don't think a lot of people do.
It's so hard. There's been like, just think about the other teams that were in that season and like bad things happened to them. And it benefited the Bucks, but they were still really good teams. I think the Bucks could have beaten them, just like they did with the Nets. But But I think the other thing I don't think we really talked about tonight is just it seems like the injuries are starting to pile up for the Heat. Victor Oladipo looks like
everyone like died in the last 5 minutes. What was going on?
I mean, it looks like he tore his ACL.
But did Caleb Martin get hurt too?
They said he hurt his shoulder. I don't know if
Jimmy's got the same injury as Giannis, maybe.
Jimmy fell on his butt and went boom. So it's I don't know what's gonna happen, but it seems like they're gonna trot out a pretty like a hospital ridden team on on Monday. So, hey, Matt.
Oh, I had him muted. Is that a dino? You have a squishy dino?
This is, wow, I don't even know what this is. This is a sheep.
Yeah, I got two of those that are dinos.
I don't know if it came like this or if one of my children painted it like this because it's so terrible.
Oh. Josiah vanished. I was just going to keep him in for the ride.
It's too bad. He's got places to go, people to see it Saturday night.
All right, I just want to read a couple of tweets. I haven't read any comments yet, if you don't mind. But first, what I want to do is thank everybody for being true soldiers for Happy Place Hemp. On 420, the promo code BORT was used 18 times.
Ooh.
And I think that's very impressive. The promo code BART is what gets you 25% off every single time. I had someone text me last night. They took a THCO and got very, 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 very.
I just want like a tiny.
Okay. Are you good?
Sorry.
And I'm just talking about a sponsor, no big D. The promo code BART is what gets you 25% off. The promo code BORT will be used for special occasions. And I think that is just tremendous. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code right now, BART. I'm just going to scroll through these comments real quick. I don't know if there's anything that I need to catch up on besides people like Test User that gave me $2 for no reason, which I thank you.
I know, but I know exactly what you're doing.
What did you say, honey?
Yeah, honey.
I forget how good the iPad microphone is these days. Technology is just amazing. Bart, where do we start? I think that you underestimated the Heat, calling them terrible. I think they're better than the 8th seed. They have a lot of good players. They have a great coach. They have a lot of playoff experience. I mean, even without Tyler Hero, they have some subs. Like, I think they have a better roster than the Knicks.
No, I don't think I underestimated the Heat. I think I overestimated.
You said they were terrible, and they're not.
I overestimated the Bucks' willingness to wrap up the series as quick as they should. This is what I said about the Heat earlier. The Heat, and this is why I would much rather play the Bulls now that I'm thinking about it, because they would have no life. The Bulls, they aren't as bad as they should. Like, they suck because they think they suck. The Heat have rallied together in this stupid playing tournament and have decided, they look around the locker room, they see 90-year-old Haslam, they see 45-year-old Love, they see a guy who, if he had five knees, would have needed a six in Victor Oladipo. That felt harsh. I shouldn't have said that. They see Kyle Lowry.
Okay.
They see a locker room of guys that are basically like, this isn't even their last dance. This is like their last chicken dance at a wedding. The Miami Heat are 80-year-olds that get out on the floor for one song per dance just because it's their granddaughter's wedding and they got to get out on the floor for at least one. Otherwise, they're kibitzing in the corner the rest of the time. These motherfuckers are old. They are tired. They are shells of themselves, but they have decided to look within. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. I think you're going to find the guy who's going to go that inch with you. And they are trying to last dance this shit. This is the last hokey pokey.
I underestimated the Heat. I said I wanted them instead of the Hawks. So I underestimated them, and I can't say I regret it because I still think we're going to win the series. But the Heat are better than I thought they were. But what's funny is, like, if you listen to the Miami, like, podcast guys, they all still are hating their roster. And hoping for a teardown in the offseason. So,
the Heat?
Yeah. Like, they're already talking about trading Lowry. And
I'm a child. These are people that commented in my – they joined my thing. And because I yelled at people that say I'm a child. I'm a child says, wait a minute. You literally said in a tweet that you can't predict the future, but now you're predicting a game 4 win? No, I said I can't see the future, you dumb bitch.
Hey,
don't be mad at me if I thought we were going to wrap this shit up in 5. This is the your mother says, whatever. I don't give a shit about what people.
You look pretty vegan with that hat and background, Bart.
I'd like to tell you, everybody, that I have felt, I feel so low about myself.
I don't think he looks vegan at all. I think he looks like he just came home from Taco Bell for lunch after having McDonald's for breakfast.
No, I'll tell you. I'm glad you brought that up. I weigh the most I have ever weighed in my life, but I'm not gaining any, not one, like some, there's some of these older white men that are like 50 and they're like, and they just like, they fill out everywhere. Like, oh, that guy's probably drank a lot in his life, but he's like, I just have the fucking gut. It doesn't go to my arms. It doesn't go to my face. It doesn't go to my ass. It all goes to my gut. So today, yes, I did have an entire pizza. I was going to eat half of the frozen pizza for lunch, save the other half for my drive home after this soccer game. But I decided I had to eat it all right then and there. So what I ate for dinner tonight was I went to Walgreens by the field, and I thought, I need something to eat. I was going to go to the Hy-Vee, but it was the other way. And I thought, no, I'm going to go, that looks very good. So I bought those Atkins bars that are supposed to feel like a meal. So I had a chocolate Atkins bar, and that was my dinner.
Nice. So you're actively trying to lose weight?
I'm actively wanting to try to lose weight.
You know what we need? We need like a weight loss sponsor.
No.
And you could like...
Get that spare tire around you, huh?
No.
What is this that you're doing? Is that a character that we
should... I got that spare tire on you, huh? Hey, spring's coming up as the ad is running in the fucking fall. Wicket knows what I'm... Wicket, get your ass in here.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
Wixie, get the fuck in here. Did you guys know Mike Wicket had 3 kids?
That's crazy. 2 is the magic number.
Good for him. Matt, so is that lactose-free pizza?
No, I took pills.
Okay.
Oh, you can't eat dairy? Oh, yeah, your ice cream.
He's got the special ice cream.
It's really good. But I can't eat dairy. I just have to take pills and, like, I won't drink a pint of milk. But, you know.
Wicket says, got 3 sleeping kids and a sleeping wife. Can't get loud.
So come in here and whisper.
Go in your basement. What are you doing, Wicket?
Yeah.
We're the basement boys. Funny you rip on sports shows for not talking sports. Well, you're not talking sport. On a Saturday night at 9:55 p.m., I have talked more about this Bucks game in the 35 minutes that we've been on than we'll get talked total on the Steve Zabin show. So take that Twitter blue check mark that he paid for and shove it up your penis.
We were talking about the Heat like 90 seconds ago.
91. I mean, it was just happening.
It's true. What else can we talk about? Brewers won, right?
Oh.
Did they hold up?
I watched like the first homestand. I watched like every inning in every game, and I basically have not seen a game since. Last night, I was to the skies by 7:30. Saturday.
No, is that drunk? Does that mean drunk?
I don't know. I made it up.
To the skies.
Yeah, I just tested it. Sunday.
Didn't work.
Sunday I'm doing CBS, which I'll have talked about after, but you guys should call them to CBS. 4-hour shows are brutal. I'm doing Sunday 9 to 1 on yesterday if you're on the podcast. Fox Sports, don't take your YouTube commenters for granted. Kevin, actually, that is a very good thing. All right. Back to the Bucks. Let me read the box score and shit on some people. Bobby Portis.
I'm gonna
foul trouble. This motherfucker fouled out. Middleton was good. But he can't do it by himself. Brooke Lopez is going to be on the next edition of Unsolved Mysteries. As in, where the fuck did he go? Drew Holiday.
2 rebounds tonight from Brooke. I'm not looking at the box score. I'm just
3 rebounds.
3. Turnovers absolutely killed us. Miami shot like the Globetrotters. We shot pretty well, I believe, at times.
Well, in the first half, we were shooting like 50% from 3, and then we finished at 38. The Heat were shooting like 60. They finished at about 48.
Yeah, so, I mean, if the opponent is shooting 48%.
Why are people leaving my stream without saying bye? Like, Q just vanished, too.
I don't know. Maybe he was abducted?
Man, I'm going to bring in the guys here from Thirst and 10. Oh, hey, wow. Bart.
A duo.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey. Hope you guys are dealing with this like how we're dealing with this. That was not a fun game to watch. I have no idea what that offense was.
What shirt are you guys both wearing?
Oh, we have merchandise now.
Oh, look at you guys.
Yeah, see? Yeah, see? So, first off, it's called marketing. And second off, they're wonderful shirts. And if anybody wants them, they can Venmo me $20.
Handmade.
Handmade. My wife's an art teacher. She hand makes these.
I will buy one. Yes, I will buy one.
And not like slave labor either, handmade. Like actual, like consenting handmade.
90% of those $20 goes to my wife. So she's a teacher. So you're supporting teachers as well.
Even better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I'll buy you a shirt too.
Perfect. Or I was actually going to come on and suggest that you get shirts.
I am working on that.
If you need a shirt, we will make you a print and then we'll create them for you.
I know a lady.
Yeah. He knows my wife.
That's a lady.
I did have a call before we get to the Bucks game with you guys. I've been on their pod a few times. Sometimes I talk wrestling.
Yep.
Seth Rollins versus Omos. What the fuck?
I mean, it's better than Seth Rollins having to like work up Logan Paul, I guess, but
thank you, Bart.
All right, what do you guys think about where were we at with the Buckaroos?
Very disappointed. Now, I don't think I'm worried about the Heat. I'm not worried about the Heat, but I am worried about our chances of making a deep run. I still think we're going to beat the Heat.
I do too. I would predict Bucks in 6, honestly.
Okay. Do we have an update on Giannis yet?
The update is he should have played tonight, and they got too cute with it.
I do think that's the problem. It's also the problem with Bud's strategy of just throwing away game one. Like, you don't have a lot of room for error when you throw away game one every single time. So,
Mike says, this show is incredible. What even is this post-game show? This is the Bart Winkler show, Mike.
First time?
Yeah. Mike, you worked with me for a year. You know what I do.
Jeez. Where's Tim Shea, by the way? Sleeping?
So here's the latest on Tim Shea. He texted me at 12:55 a.m. Saturday morning, said Winkler. I texted him at 10:05 Saturday morning, said Shea. And that's the last time we talked.
Really deep.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Hey, where do we submit our resume to become the new Tim Shea? I think we got a lot of things going for us. Like, first off, we actually like Wisconsin sports. So we have that going for us. We have elite video editing skills. We have shirt making abilities. Where do we submit our resume?
Do you like, now let me tell you what the terms of a Tim Shea employment look like. I did not pay him.
Perfect. We're in.
But then there'd be times where I felt like I'm using Tim too much. So I would send him some Venmo money. That.
Okay.
Or I mean, would take him out to lunch.
I love lunch. It's like speaking in my of, top three fever food, males.
I'm going to eat my pizza and announce my departure unlike other people. So,
well, Matt, it's a great to have
I'll be
you.
Watching with some pizza going down the hatch. Adios. See you later, see boys. You,
good talking to you.
Peace.
These are my boys from Thirst and 10. Yes.
You said still Bucks and 6. obviously it's the prophecy. Why? How do you think they can win four in a row now?
Three in a row.
I might feel like they might. This could also go seven.
I wanted you to convince me. You're not being convincing right now.
Well, no, I don't think like the Heat are pulling a real shredder from Turtles too.
Like, how are the Heat the same team who lost to the Hawks, all like should have lost to the Bulls, and now they look like world beaters? Like,
are
how
we not,
is this?
Are
the
we
same
not Secrets
team?
Of the Ooze fans here?
What's that?
Do you not get the Turtles reference?
No.
So I will tell you. So what happened was they had to fight Shredder.
Okay. Yeah.
He was the bad guy. One of the great villains of our time. Other than Dr. Kilgrave Phil. And Jessica Jones. I thought Kilgrave was a great villain.
I miss that. Bart,
yeah. Well, I'm a Marvel guy. I just started Luke Cage.
I enjoyed Luke Cage. You'll like it.
I watched episode one today. I'm into it.
Perfect. Have you watched The Defenders yet?
Well, no, I'm watching.
You're building up. Okay.
Complete timeline order, everything. Wow. And I saw that the reviews on Guardians 3, best movie since Endgame, they said.
Have you seen the new Ant-Man?
Yes. The new Ant-Man, I thought, was a good 2-hour movie.
Okay.
In terms of what I wanted from the overall story, it left me very underwhelmed.
Okay.
And I don't like that because in Marvel, I always think I will get to the Bucks thing in a second. But in Marvel, it's the fucking playoffs. No one cares. You're talking Marvel movies. It's 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
And all three of us are having a great time.
Yeah. In Marvel, what they do is, because I always think, like, what does the normal person think of what's going on? So Marvel keeps, like, finding ways to have battles in places where nobody is, including the quantum realm, where there's those, all these unexplainable figures, and there's, like, a whole, how do these people get, you can't just make up a whole fucking world.
Why does Bill Murray live here?
But I saw a thing that at the end of the night, or at the final scene, where he's back in the real world, that's not really the real world. I'll send you guys the video.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like sent them to a different world. And if that's the case, it's great. Also, Kang and all this Jonathan Majors stuff, I'm getting a little worried about what's going on. I'm getting a little worried.
I am too. Once the agent and everybody dropped him.
Getting a little worried.
Uh-oh. Like, I like Creed 3, though. Creed 3 was good.
When the agent drops the talent, that's when you know something's wrong. Like, usually the talent drops the agent, a la Corbin Burns dropping his agent to get Scott Boras.
Wow, dude, KB talks more sports than you. KB can't name five fucking sports.
Okay. I don't want to be that guy who just shits on Milwaukee radio, but I listen to the Drew and KB show, unfortunately, every single day on the
this
way home from work.
This guy is KB. KB, you're watching me. I get it. This is the guy says his name is JR. KB, this is KB. KB, I want to fight you, and I will fight you with two hands behind my back, and I'll let you punch me five fucking times before I even start.
Dude, the Drew and KB show has to be the worst 3 hours of radio anywhere in the nation. It's awful.
What were we talking? Well, how do we get on this tangent?
Because JR said KB would crush you in sports talk.
But what was the last Bucks thing I was telling you guys?
Why are you so hopeful, I believe?
Matt's back. Matt, were we talking?
I just want to throw a topic out there before I can continue eating. Like, how the fuck are the 76ers done with their four-game sweep before we play our third game? Like,
the Nets are terrible.
That's bullshit. How we should have played at noon today. I agree.
I think
at noon. Like, how are they? They're like two games ahead of us at a point. Like, how is it even possible?
Bart, I think you were talking about how in like they're talking about trying to like let the number one overall seed pick who they would play. I think like you mentioned that like you could pick like out of like the four teams out of 5 through 8. If you could do that this year, the Bucks would have taken the Nets hands down, right?
I think the Hawks are shit.
I like it would have been the Nets one.
Oh, Hawks I was telling two. You about Tia Wicket, motherfucking Mike Wicket from the rafters. I needed to describe to you guys about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. So in Ninja Turtles 2, Vanilla Ice is in this movie.
That's like top two Vanilla Ice songs for me.
So you know the song?
I know the song, not the movie.
What's the song?
Go Ninja, Go Ninja.
How the fuck do you know the song and not the movie?
Who doesn't know that song?
Everybody right? knows that song.
Everybody knows Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Ninja, Ninja, Rap, Ninja, Ninja, Rap. Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Yeah.
Go, 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 go.
Everybody knows that.
So then Shredder's there and he's like, I am American or Japanese. The creators haven't really figured it out yet. And then they push him. And then he goes into the docks.
Yep.
And he's dead. And the Heat are dead. And then he goes, and he rips his hand up. They kill him.
Okay, and what's the analogy?
So we're about to kill him?
The Heat are Shredder doing... It's their one last gasp.
Okay, like... Yeah,
it's a little too quiet. Shh. Yeah, it's quiet. Yeah, it's a little too quiet. Yeah, that's Raph. Yeah, a little too Raph. Oh, by the way, number one take of all time. Number one take of all time. Raph needs therapy. This motherfucker, they got him standing on a ledge in Turtles 1. They're showing you that an anamorphous 16-year-old turtle is about to jump.
No, Raph has deep anger issues. That's for sure. I'm with you on that.
Mike is obviously the best.
Michelangelo, okay. Yep. Yep. I would say Michelangelo
Raph was
and
the
Raphael
goat
are
turtle.
One and two.
Raph was the goat turtle. Fuck that.
And then Donatello's four.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Leonardo. Turtle power. Leonardo's on the winning team. No. Hold on.
No, it goes Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello. Dude.
It goes, Raphael is cruel but rude. Michelangelo is a party dude.
Oh, yeah.
What is the Leonardo? Leonardo's on... Donatello's...
You're right. You, the party dude rings my bell, but that's all I got.
I can't think of Leo or Don. All right, this is part of the podcast on Monday. The show's over, but okay. We're staying here for whatever.
Perfect.
And then I'm going to go to the bar by my house and gamble on the slots because my wife's not home.
Is that Pato, or are you going, or is there a different bar by your house with slots?
No, it's just a shitty corner bar.
You know, when you start gambling at those slot machines.
Oh, and this is the tightest. These are the tightest.
You either know the secret combination of buttons to hit, in which you like win like $300 every spin, or yeah, they don't pay out
okay.
at all.
Okay, Splinter taught them to be ninja teams. He's a radical rat. Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines. That's a fact, Jack. Raphael is cruel but crude. Give me a break. Michelangelo is a party dude, buddy. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'm impressed.
Oh, everyone knew.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machine.
Oh, now he comes in with it.
Leonardo leads.
It's a weird flex to like shit on the stream and then like comment on it.
Mm-hmm. No. No, people that are shitting on the stream, I think, left.
Well, I saw the one from Wicket, so.
No, Wicket's pro stream.
He's pro stream? Okay. His comments had me fooled.
Oh, no. I would support Mike through anything.
Okay.
You're ride or die, Bart. That's why.
Did you guys hear my big Chuck take? I told Sparky the other day, he said, what if we got local programming back? And I said, I would only come back to the radio if Chuck Freeman came with me.
You know, Chuck actually sent us a DM the other day. I was shocked.
What'd he say?
He said,
follow me.
Yeah, hey, Thirsty. I really like your stuff. Shoot me a follow at Chuck Freeman. And then I said, hey, I loved listening to you with Bart on the weekends at 12:50. I'd love to do a podcast with you. And then I followed him. And then he said, thanks, Thirsty. And that was it.
So he's just sliding in DMs for followers?
Apparently, yeah. Yeah. I think because we liked the Lockdown Brewers podcast before we liked the Chuck Freeman account. So apparently he wants everybody to like him at or follow him at Chuck Freeman. So.
Kristen says, which is Jake. Bart, you got to get over Chuck. He never loved you. Chuck and I had our issues. But I think we realized once we were separate that we belonged together. Chuck and I would be the couple that got married young, divorced, and then 5 years later came back with each other.
No.
Yeah. So it's like if you truly loved it, let it go. If he comes back, that's when you know it's a real love situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. And you guys like let each other go, and that's beautiful. Now you guys are going to come back together.
That's more beautiful.
My buddy texted me, could you guys answer this question? On a scale of worst game ever as a Buck, from 1 to 10, where would you rate Brooke Lopez's performance?
9.9. I've seen a lot of really bad Bucks games. Like I remember the Herb Cole years. So that was awful. Like Bam Adebayo gets into foul trouble like a minute into the third quarter.
Yeah, what happened to Brooke's monster game in game two?
And like Brooke like just disappeared. Like why weren't we feeding Brooke the entire time? Like where was he? Like he was awful. And I love Brooke. I love Drew too, but Drew was awful today. Like
Drew was doing too much.
Drew was like, if we don't have Giannis, I get to play ISO ball. He was like Brucey in the Longest Yard.
Someone's fighting with me online.
Do you want me to like, you know, back you up?
I don't know. The weird thing, like people are desperate to. I guess at one point I said we're going to the finals. And then this guy said there might be 96 minutes of meaningful basketball left. And I said there might also be like 960. And he said there might be, but you said there are. So how about you admit you were wrong? We don't know anything yet.
There's no way the Bucks are going to lose in five.
But even if the Bucks lose this series, even if they do, it's 2-1 right now. We don't know that.
If the Bucks lose this series, it'll be worse than the Packers losing to Seattle. It would be worse.
No. Yeah.
It would be.
No.
Yes. Uh-uh. An eight over a one no. When the one is the best team in the league, as opposed to an on the road
terrible.
Two losing to a one. No, this would be worse than the Packers losing to Seattle.
Mm-mm.
Yes, absolutely.
No.
Why not? The injury?
No.
Okay, why?
That was the single worst moment of my life. And I watched my parents get killed in a dark alley after a play.
We should have let the Batman shirts on.
Ah, fuck you guys.
We should have left the Batman shirts. Unironically, we both actually were wearing Batman shirts during the game. And then we took them off to wear the Thurston 10 merchandise.
I don't even know why I went there.
I thought you were a Marvel guy. He's going Batman all of a sudden?
No, are you a,
I don't know why I went there.
Are you a Marvel guy who hates DC, or do you like them both?
I want DC to succeed, but I can't get... I don't know. I'm so Marveled up.
See, here's my problem with Marvel.
Weird flex.
Is originally, they had like the five superheroes, Red five flag. Or six. And then... And now it's like they have to give like everybody a TV show. Everybody gets a movie.
What,
it's
Marvel?
Like, it's, yeah, it's too much for me to keep up with.
It's not like, enough.
I can't keep up. Like, I have no idea. Like, if Moon Knight comes into the next Marvel movie and saves the day, I'm going to be like, Conor McGregor, who the fuck is that guy? Like, I have
Werewolf
no idea.
Werewolf by Night didn't need to happen.
But, I mean, like, everybody gets like their own TV show. And I'm just like, I can't keep up.
Moon Knight was good until some fucking hippo was talking to all three of them. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And then, like, the Hawkeye TV show is, like, one of the worst.
No, like, I loved it. I liked
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye
was terrible.
I made two episodes of Hawkeye and I quit.
Hawkeye was awful.
I don't need every superhero to become a teenage girl. Like, I don't need that to happen.
Yeah, they got a weird thing going on, yeah.
Like, Hawkeye, Doctor Strange... He's got his like
Miss Marvel.
Like they have their
Miss Marvel
the same
was good until it got bad.
I didn't see any of it. I'll be honest.
But now it's like She-Hulk. Like people either loved it or hated it, and I'm like, I don't even have the energy.
She-Hulk
to watch
was fine.
Like it was fine. Like when they had like the Punisher and Daredevil on Netflix. Like, that's, like, when their TV show was...
Punisher fucking rules. I love that guy.
Oh, the Punisher... I think the Punisher... Their two seasons might be the two best seasons in TV history.
All right. I'm gonna go to the bar.
Okay. Well, it was good talking to you.
No, I'll keep talking Marvel. What... Oh, here's the Bucks thing. Are we boned if we lose Monday? Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yes. No.
If we go down 3-1?
That's it.
Like, I don't think...
We get 2 or 3 at home, son.
I don't think I'm worried about the Heat yet, but if we go down 3-1, that's going to be ugly.
Hold on. I'm going to wrap this up. I am. But... I would just like to do rapid fire takes on Marvel Phase 4 before I go.
Okay, perfect.
And I need to come up with a list of... so I'll open my Disney Plus app. I was asked via DM if Monday is the biggest must win since World War II.
Probably not.
Just JR guy... Why are you here then? Why are you here? I've talked a shitload of sports. We broke down the Bucks game. It's an hour into the stream. I feel good about what I'm doing.
I would say Monday is the biggest must win since the Packers played the 49ers at Lambeau in the divisional round 2 years ago. Like, that was, like, a must win. Because you knew the window was closing right after that.
Especially when they blocked that punt.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't...
How come the Sixers just get to Paul Reed their way back to fucking...
I told you, like, if you could have picked any team to play against, I would have picked the Nets, then I would have picked the Hawks, then I would have picked... Honestly, I might have picked the Knicks over Miami.
All right, I'm going to go through Phase 4 right now. So if you're not interested, leave.
Might leave.
What'd you say to me?
I might leave. I don't know. Like, let's go.
I'm pulling up my Disney app. Where the fuck is my timeline order? Oh, I watched like Agents... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is so campy. It's the fucking worst. God, I hate it.
Did you watch, what was the alternate reality show? Why can I not think of the name? It was animated.
Oh, I'll get there.
Okay, okay.
WandaVision.
I liked it.
Yes.
Yes.
WandaVision was fucking amazing.
I enjoyed it.
If we were playing Chug or Shrug right now, I would chug.
Oh, that's your top? That's your thing? That's
yeah, it? Chug or Shrug.
Let's do Chug or Shrug.
Perfect.
WandaVision. Chug.
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 The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Chug. Chug.
That show is so fucking good.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
People hate it.
Yeah,
because and people are stupid.
Because all the shit after Endgame, they're like, oh, everything needs to be Endgame, where there's 15 years of payoffs in one movie. You get to explore Sam Wilson and Bucky Brooks and the aftermath. Like, yes, this is what I want to see.
You know what Marvel didn't do a good enough job with? What happens like to like the couple, the husband and wife? If, like, the wife died, she yeah. got blipped or whatever, and then, like, yeah, the husband absolutely. Remarries.
Need way more of that, yes.
Yeah, and then, like, she comes back. Like, does he take her back?
I need more.
It's a reality show. Blip.
Yeah, get absolutely. MTV on the get MTV on the phone.
Loki.
Oh, like, the chug. Most chug. I would chug a 40-ounce of Loki.
That one episode was dog shit, though.
Okay, maybe one episode.
Where they were at this future world and they had, like, future powers. It was weird.
Okay, you mean, like, the one with, like, the crocodile Loki and that one?
It is absolutely amazing to see someone tear apart people who don't talk sports and then talk sports. Wow.
JR, you should listen to the Thurston 10 podcast.
This is KB. Like, and I love the fact that KB is spending his Friday or Saturday night watching this. Black Widow.
Chug.
I'll chug that too.
Chug. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're thinking of the show What If?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Shang-Chi.
Chug.
I'm going to shrug it.
I'm going to chug the first hour and 20 and then the 30-minute fight battle at the end of the
battle
like,
thing. Yeah.
Who was the little like hedgehog guy, like Morris or somebody? That was my favorite part.
Eternals.
Shrug.
Shrug.
Only if they do something with a giant hand that's sticking out of the fucking ocean.
Like they tried to make it like Planet of the Apes.
Where Hawkeye. There's like...
Shrug.
Shrug.
Chug. Mm. Moon Knight.
Chug.
Shrug. Shrug.
Multitude or Multiverse of Madness.
Chug.
Chug.
I was let down by that.
Really? Really?
I thought it should have been better. Miss Marvel.
Shrug.
Shrug.
Chug.
Okay.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Shrug.
Both.
Shrug. Terrible.
I have never walked
the
out of a movie.
Motherfucker tried to remake Ragnarok.
That's what I said. I said it's just the same thing again.
I have never walked out of a movie before and been like, I don't know if I loved or hated that. That's how I felt. So both.
The I Am Groot miniseries.
Chug.
Chug because it's getting my son into Groot. She-Hulk.
Shrug.
Shrug.
Chug.
Okay.
Werewolf by Night.
Never saw it.
Chug. Chug. That was actually pretty good.
I fell asleep. Wakanda Forever.
Chug.
Chug. Chug.
Guardians Holiday Special.
Chug. I actually really liked it. I went into it with such low expectations.
Same.
I loved it.
How did she get Bucky's arm? People are asking.
Well, now we need James Gunn to stop making every single Marvel movie and every single DC movie and explain himself. Julie.
All right. I'm going to go to the bar.
Okay.
Get a drink, play slots by myself, and then go home.
We'll get back.
I appreciate you guys jumping on.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Let's see. Hold on. Couple of, I'm going to do three winners of the night and three losers of the night. Three winners of the night.
Us.
Yes, Thurston 10. Definite winners.
We made it.
Coming on. So you're one. Number two, Mike Wickett.
There you go, yeah, Mike.
Even though he won't come on, he's got three kids. And then number three, phase four.
I do think it's a win overall.
Hey, just relax.
It's a win overall.
It's no three losers. This JR fuck.
Listen to our podcast.
Chuck Freeman, for thirst trapping you in the DMs and then not responding.
Yeah.
And also the Milwaukee Bucks for playing like absolute shit when they did not need to.
It was super disappointing. I'm just like so disappointed
bonus
in the offense.
The test user, because he gave me $4, even though YouTube took like $3.98 of it.
That sounds like YouTube.
Yeah. So, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Anytime.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.